This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly
and Troy.
And this week, our Patreon episode was very, very late. And we do apologize, but I'm going to have Troy tell the story because Troy does most of our editing. If I edit an episode, you'll realize the theme song isn't in it. So that's when you know that I did the editing. But Troy, tell the people what happened because I am still in shock.
Okay, so we're in Boston. It's my first time there. We're enjoying each other's company. Kelly and I had met for the first time earlier that night. So we were like champagne tipsy, like literally having so much fun, riding this high. I had just gotten great seafood. It was just excited for the next day because the next day was our live show, which of course we'll talk a little bit about. And I wanted to go get some stuff from my hotel room, as one does. I went to 7-Eleven and I went to Walgreens and a couple of little stores. And when I was at 7-Eleven, me being a flustered Midwestern, just fucking ho-hum idiot, I had all of my shit out, including my phone and my wallet. And because I had my phone and my wallet in the same hand, I assumed that I had them both because I had my phone. And I got back to the hotel and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have my wallet. My ID, my social security card, all of my credit cards, my debit, my Vax card, like nothing. My library card, everything's gone. And I never found it. I spent the rest of the night looking for it, you know, going all over the little area that we were in. People at the bar were helping us. Some stranger at the bar gave me $100. It was a real ordeal. So I spent the next few days, including the day of our show, trying to piece my fucking life back together in another state, knowing, by the way, that I would have to go through TSA without an ID. So it was crazy.
Now, how did that go, Troy, for the people who maybe, hopefully this never happens to anybody, but if it does, how did that work out?
If this happens to you, I will tell you what to do because it might, and you'll remember the sound of my voice. Call the airport, let them know that you're coming and let them know your situation so they can expect you. Go at least 3 hours early. Go to the airport. They're going to have you answer security questions about your life. My security questions were a family member's name. I chose my mom, her birthday, and the city that I was, or that she was born in, whatever. They dump out all your luggage. They check all of your stuff for bombs. They like look through your computer. They open up everything and shake it. They wipe everything down. Like, excuse me, just fucking burped. But they literally, I had to repack. Like I sat at TSA barefoot packing my luggage. My shit was everywhere. Like it was a fucking mess, but I did get through. It's possible that you can get through for sure. You just, if you get one of those security questions wrong though, you won't be able to get through.
Was my uncle able to help you at all? My uncle is an insane person and wanted Troy's wallet that night. He's like, where is it? I need to find it.
Your uncle became full. He was like Zorro. He was like, I'm going to defend justice where justice is needed. No, he had like a phone number for me. to just like contact in case. And at a certain point I had to just, it was like the heart of the ocean. I had to throw it and just let it go. You know what I mean? Cause I was like, I'm not going to get it back. And,
yeah.
You know, I have to like start planning for replacing all this stuff. So, but I was very appreciative of your uncle though.
Well, on a lighter note, our show in Boston, thank you so much if you came. I'm still on a high.
Yeah, we had so much fun. It was so cool getting to know our listeners, and we're so fucking appreciative of the people who drove and flew from other cities and states. Like, you guys turned out. It was amazing.
I do apologize for my drunk cousin standing up during the middle of our question and answer, just going, yeah.
Yeah.
So I do apologize he took away from someone's question, but hopefully you liked the fact I just told him to shit down. Oh my God, sit down.
No, he was great. Kelly's family was great. We honestly left so elated and so happy. It went as well as we thought it possibly could go. Like, I don't think it could have gone any better, honestly.
And I'm excited for the other shows. For the Boston show, we did cover Ben Affleck, of course. But the way we're doing the live shows, typically we pull like 35 to 50 blinds on any given person. But live shows, we're trying to keep it to 20 because it is a lot to take in and it's a lot to read. And Troy and I can barely read.
Right. And we want to give you guys time to ask questions. We do a little Q&A at the end where we get to talk. And of course, if you get a VIP ticket, we hang out after and continue drinking. And, you know, it's a really, really fun. Now that we've gotten to experience it, I can say it's a really, even as a person who attended, it's really fun.
And we do have a fun game at the beginning. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it's a fun game.
Yes, it's fun and interactive.
Now, this week, we're talking about another Boston boy.
Yeah, we are talking about another Boston boy, which I'm very excited about.
Everyone's favorite, Chris, I feel like. My favorite's Hemsworth, but it's okay. Chris Evans, we're going to be talking about him. And his blinds, I have no feelings about Chris Evans. I want to make that clear. I don't dislike him. I don't like him. I do think he's kind of an overrated Hollywood hunk.
Okay.
But in general, I have no feelings about Chris Evans.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I feel the same way. Like, this episode was definitely highly requested, so we wanted to do it. I also don't feel any personal attachment or anger or anything to him. I also kind of agree that I think he's obviously an extremely attractive person, but like, he's like Hollywood attractive. Like, you know, sometimes there are people where I'm like, if you weren't famous, would I think that you were like this out of the park, you know, crazy, amazing looking person? I don't know. Or would I think that you look like a guy that works at Lowe's? I don't know.
I definitely don't think he's ugly. It's just, I didn't even know. And I kind of like doing episodes with celebrities that I don't have a ton of feelings towards.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess I didn't even realize he had such a huge fan base until Dumas started posting about him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, everyone's in love with this man.
Oh, yeah. His fans are ravenous. And I feel like he has a lot of, like, young fans, too.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
Yeah. Like, I feel like his fan base is just, like, really, really super intense, which, you know, as you said, is expected when you're a part of the Marvel Universe. But yeah, I mean, I don't perceive him to be rotted. I mean, mind you, I haven't read all these blinds and I don't know everything about him, but like, he seems like a decent person.
Yeah. He just kind of seems like, well, I know all the blinds. So, I mean, he just seems kind of like your typical Hollywood guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start with everyone he's been linked to. And these are not all in order. It was just kind of how I found them on Google. So there's Kate Bosworth. He dated Jessica Biel from 2001 to 2006. He dated Minka Kelly, Diana Agron, Kristen Cavallari, Sandra Bullock, Emmy Rossum, Christina Ricci, Amy Smart, Ashley Green, Lily Collins, Lily James, and Jenny Slate. And of course, Scarlett Johansson, even though they don't list her, they're soulmates. We all know how I feel about that.
And of course, Kristen is listed because, of course.
And what's so crazy is they walked a red carpet together, but there's only like two photos of it. And when Kristen was asked about it, she was like, we're just friends.
I barely know him.
I don't know. He just showed up.
He asked me to be his dad. I said, maybe.
So we're going to start in 2011. That was the first blind I could find of him. And I was surprised because he's been in movies for a long time.
That is really shocking. He's good at hiding his shit, I guess.
I actually completely agree with that. I think the first movie I saw him in was Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh my God, you're right. I forgot that he was in that.
Yeah, it was that then Perfect Score.
Holy shit. I forgot that he was in Not Another, because he used to just play like the dumb honk. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was great at it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So we are starting this episode with a Ted Casablanca blind. And you guys know what those are like. So like I said, 2011. Donnie Deva Smith is a well-known actor who has spread his wings throughout Hollywood for years. He started out as a charmer to work with, very polite and respectful, just like his mama raised him to be. And that is what got him the attention of the ladies on sets. Donnie loves the ladies, but he has no idea how to work them. Talk about embarrassing. This poor guy once turned to ice when a stunning A-list woman introduced herself. After that failure, a co-star of his took DDS under his Playboy wing and schooled the actor on how to date in Hollywood. The plan backfired in my eyes because soon DDS became our generation's Casanova, putting guys like Colin Farrell to shame. DDS then realized he could have everything he wanted exactly how he wanted it. His OCD seems to have kicked in because his friends say that he began demanding things on set to be a certain way or else he walked off. One day he proved his point, holding up filming because his water was kept in a cooler directly with the ice instead of being stored in an airtight sealed bag to keep the ice germs from contaminating the bottle of water. He has begun to demand that his conquests shower completely before they have sex and allow him to manicure their lawns. He feels that the germs could possibly hurt his award-winning member. He recently tried that with a female co-star who laughed her ass off while she got dressed and left. His current co-stars have had it with his ridiculous requests and time-consuming rants that they've begun to tamper with his trailer. Hope he gets a new toothbrush soon. Then again, he's so clean. How dirty could his toilet really be? And it's not Alexander Skarsgård, Ryan Gosling, or Ryan Reynolds. It's Chris Evans.
I don't know why, for some reason, I always only sort of believe, like, the obsessive compulsive blinds about celebrities being so clean. Like, there was that one about Emma Roberts, like, only touching people with gloves and shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is that just like an easy blind to make up, or is that true?
I know. So, like I said, his blinds are kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense, I guess, that they would be, since we kind of don't know a lot about him. Like,
that's true.
They would be just like so random.
Someone listening is probably like, no, he's very open about his OCD and cleanliness.
I know. Like, he's written a book about it, actually. It's the New York Times bestseller. This emerging actor, who was recently in a summer blockbuster, is caught up in his ride to fame. He told friends at a party this weekend that he'll know he has really, quote, made it when he sleeps with an A-list actress. He named a few women who he thinks he has a chance with and told his friends he plans to meet his goal by the end of the year. Now that makes sense.
And this is the final blind of 2011. This hunkalicious actor is close to A-list thanks to his starring role as a popular action hero. Although he plays a clean-cut paragon of virtue on the big screen, in real life, he has an out-of-control coke problem. He's, oh, by the way, guys, everything's allegedly. I don't think we've said that yet.
We did it.
No, so everything that we just read and everything we're going to read is allegedly, and I'm going to restart this blind. Sorry. Okay. This hunkalicious actor is close to A-list thanks to his starring role as a popular action hero. Although he plays a clean-cut paragon of virtue on the screen, in real life, he has an out-of-control coke problem. He's so far gone that he was recently banned from an exclusive Hollywood club because he pulled out a vial and started snorting coke at his table in the VIP section.
We love a coke blind. And the use of the word hunkalicious.
I know. I guess earlier I said Hollywood hunk, but that's not something I typically say.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're in 2012. It says, which squeaky clean actor's drug habit is so bad he's starting to get a reputation and be passed over for big roles? And then there's another one attached that says, which American movie star needs to follow the example of his older British namesake and clean up his bad habits? Two LA clubs have thrown him out of their VIP section for refusing to stop powdering his nose at tables.
This is another one from 2012. Oh, the luxurious lifestyles of those rich and famous franchise stars. They basically run Hollywood these days. What with their movies making gajillions of dollars at the box office and all. But it's when they step out of that limelight that their perfect little facades fade away and their naughty little secrets come to light. Like, say, Sammy Sniffles in a late night secret that's yet to be exposed until now. Sammy recently appeared in a mucho hyped big screen flick, Three Cheers for the Underdog, one of those $1 million popcorn flicks that comes with action figures, legions of devoted fans, and instant A-list credit. And Sam does not disappoint when it comes to living the franchise lifestyle. For one, S Squared is into that whole fakey romance thing, complete with lovey-dovey paparazzi pictures and all. And while that's one secret Sam would not want revealed, there's a nastier vice that's starting to draw even more attention. Cocaine. And loads of it. Yep, like so many stars of yesteryear, as soon as Sammy made it big in Tinseltown, the drugs started flowing. Now Sam, discreetly of course, will spend the whole night snorting lines of blow. So when does the party end? Well, it doesn't really. Sammy does enough coke to stay awake through the wee hours of the morning, then heads directly from the party to whatever sort of work Sniffles has that day. So far, Sam hasn't slipped, but we're assuming it's only a matter of time.
I love a celebrity that has consistent cocaine blinds.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a compass. And now we are in 2013. It says the celebrity couple consisting of a B-minus list mostly movie actor and a B-minus list mostly television actress are having a little issue. It seems as if she did not tell the whole truth about her STD past, and he must not read the tabloids, so didn't know that she has the herp. They have been having unprotected sex, and our actor freaked out. She says she thought she told him before. So that's Minka Kelly and Chris.
I feel like herpes and Hollywood just, like, go together.
I mean, isn't there an assumption that everybody is just sharing the same strain of herpes?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, like everybody has herpes.
This actor is over the age of 30 and has been starring in films for many years. Although he's become more in demand over the past year, we're really surprised to discover that this big athletic guy has recently been traveling with 4 bodyguards. Even Katie Holmes, who's a female needing protection from Scientologists and paparazzi, only has 2 bodyguards. So why does our actor need 4? Is he scoring a role that requires him to understand personal protection? No. He is genuinely afraid that someone will hurt him? No. The bodyguards aren't there to protect his body. They're there to protect his ego. He thinks having more bodyguards make him look more important.
I mean, it does.
For sure.
I mean, if you're walking around with 1 million people protecting you. Which A-minus list male celebrity is being refused clothes by several fashion houses after recent samples have been returned spoiled? The actor has recently lost a lot of weight, telling everyone that a strict diet and regular visits to the gym are behind his new body of steel. However, insiders say that the young actor has been cheating and using laxatives to make himself look amazing on screen. Not only does he have a leakage problem, but the young stud also has an odor problem as he cannot stop farting. Imagine that being a blind item written about you. I would kill myself.
I was going to say, I feel like, I think we've touched on this on other episodes, but we talk a lot about women's bodies in Hollywood, but these men, the way they have to look, I think we said you either have to look like Pete Davidson or Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember I was reading about the Chris Pratt episode where we read about the steroids parties?
Yeah.
On the ranch. Like they're all just getting together and stabbing each other with steroid needles and like howling into the night. Like what goes on?
Jesus. It's like in the latest season of You when they go on that woodland trip.
Yes, totally.
This is The Final Blind from 2013. This A-list mostly movie actor who plays one of those superhero types picked up the dinner and drink tabs for a table of two women over the weekend. The bill was about $150, and when they refused to hang out with him after he paid, he told the waiter he wasn't going to pay the bill after all and to give his cash back.
You're right. This is very typical, like, male actor in Hollywood shit.
It's like, yeah, it's like grown frat boy behavior.
Yeah, totally. This B/C+ list, mostly television actress, who was on a hit network ensemble show, recently filmed her big film role. She says that the B- list mostly movie actor who was the lead in the movie overdosed at least twice during filming. Considering how much drama he has caused while promoting his latest film because of his drug use, the overdose thing isn't surprising. So that's Emily Van Camp, the show being Revenge, of course him, and the film being Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Now, after reading that, I watched a couple of his interviews and he is very like jumpy and all over the place.
I mean, coke blends are interesting because it's like, if you have a coke problem, obviously it's going to be consistent, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see how it progresses throughout their career, like how it becomes a bigger problem.
For sure.
You know?
So we are in 2014 now. Answer in random photos. Once did a threesome with her actor boyfriend and his actor co-star. Well, it was going to be a threesome, but the co-star passed out cold from coke and booze. According to the story they have told many times since, the passed out actor was left on the bed and the couple had sex next to him. So that's Chris Evans and Minka Kelly. And then the actor that passed out is Dominic Cooper. Ugh. Ugh. I would hate to wake up next to like two people having sex next to me. Especially from like a coke booze mixture, just like waking up and looking over and being like, fuck.
Like, right. One time I got in an argument with a stranger in college because he was at our house, and that's like a very college thing to happen, right? You wake up to somebody mm-hmm. having sex next to you. And I woke up and he was like fucking in my room, like on the floor of my bedroom. They like snuck, I don't know if they knew, like didn't think I was in my bed, but they snuck into my bedroom and had sex on the floor next to my bed. And I rolled over and I was like, are you kidding? I don't even know you. Don't fuck at my feet. What are you doing?
Don't fuck at my feet.
Yeah. Oh my God. This almost A-list mostly movie actor is doing a lot of press for his new film. It should catapult him to A-list, but it's a shaky way to be an A-lister. Anyway, in the background, you may have noticed a very familiar looking woman. Maybe you thought to yourself, she is a PR person, either for the actor or for the studio. Nope. She is a very plain looking, nondescript looking woman because she hides her features to some extent by using wigs and also wearing baggy clothes. One day she might be a blonde and the next day a brunette, but she is always there. The face never changes, but the accoutrement does. She is known as the assistant, seriously, just like that with the caps and everything. She gets paid a lot of money to do one thing, and that is to make the person she is working for happy. They are always big box office movies. They are movies that cost a ton of money to make and need a lot of press and a lot of commitment from the star. The assistant is paid by the studio and she's not cheap. The cost is about $25,000 a day and she has a minimum fee of 30 days. She's generally hired when the guy, and it is always guys she works with that are single and have been known to get in trouble with booze and drugs or have a problem with getting caught up with too many women or not showing up to places on time. The assistant keeps with him on a schedule. and very little or no drinking. She keeps him away from other women in clubs. She gets him to the right places at the right time in the right clothes. She is his mealtime companion and his bedtime companion. She never leaves his side the entire time. She makes herself look different each day so the actor doesn't have to answer questions about a girlfriend. She never looks the same 2 days in a row. Often she can go a week without looking remotely the same. Some people say she used to work for the FBI or the CIA with the way she can change her appearance. But others say she's just an actress who could change her look, but wasn't a very good actress on screen. Holy shit. So that's kind of like Zac Efron, except they don't pretend to be his girlfriend. They just change their appearance, I guess.
Yeah, just a sober buddy that nobody questions.
That's amazing. Like, that's what a crazy job.
You get $25,000 a day. I could do that job. You know how I said I couldn't be an assistant?
Right.
I could definitely be a sober companion.
That's crazy. In a minimum of 30 days? That's a shit ton of money. Oh my God.
How do we get into this?
Seriously.
We are now in 2015. This A-list mostly movie actor who gets A-list because he's a superhero hooked up with a married nurse after a recent charity event at the hospital where she worked. What A-list actor who stars in several action franchises isn't really dating that foreign-born, B-minus-list actress in Celebrity Spawn? It was more like an extended hookup, which capped off with a threesome with another man involved. And that is Chris Evans with Lily Collins. I feel like Lily Collins gets in a lot of those, like, publicity relationships.
I agree, for sure. She reminds me a lot of Minka Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just dated everybody at some point.
Yeah, she's a younger Minka Kelly.
Yeah. Okay. This A-minus list mostly movie actor has his people working overtime. The gay rumors that follow him everywhere are starting to get to him and have really affected his career. People didn't respond to him when he took over a franchise. The actor is trying to make it seem like he is a ladies' man and has a new woman on his arm every night. And the PR people send out pictures every day in hopes of a, quote, dating story.
I've never heard gay rumors about him.
I don't think I have either, but I also don't seek out any news about him ever.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're out there. Because I think pretty much every guy who is a lead in, like, the Marvel universe has had gay rumors.
I feel like everyone in the Marvel universe has made out at least once.
Yes. Like, they must have the craziest hookups.
Men and men, women and women, men and women, all of them have kissed on the lips at least once.
Yeah. They, like, role play in their, like, little costumes.
Ew. What A-minus list actor with A-plus list name recognition shocked onlookers at the premiere of his latest film? He's been hitting the bottle hard and it's showing. So that's him at the Avengers Age of Ultron. And I looked up pictures and I thought he just looked a little bloated, but, like, him bloated isn't that, like, bloated.
Yeah, him bloated is me at my goal if I worked exactly out for the rest of my life.
But I don't know. Again, he was, like, slurring a little in interviews, so I don't know if that's what they mean.
Right.
Yeah. He seems like such a party boy.
I know. He's just gonna be fun to get drunk with.
Yeah.
Usually it's an actress who takes way more than they should from swag suites. But when it is a new Samsung, then the guys get interested too. Probably too much. This A-minus of superhero was supposed to get 2 phones for coming. He took about 25 and then someone said something to him and he stared them down and kept piling the phones into the bag he brought. That's hilarious. And you know how much I love, I don't know if you guys have ever done this or not. I'm assuming not because you're not psychopaths, but if you look at photos of celebrities at gifting suites, they're so funny. Like pictures of like Hillary Duff holding up like digital cameras and being like, thanks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the gifts look so like chintzy 10 years later.
And it's so funny because that was influencers before Instagram.
Totally. Yes, like, that's what they used to do.
I have pictures that I found of the girls of Laguna Beach at Victoria's Secret holding up like panties in front of their face.
Like BOGOs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it kills me.
We are now in 2016. And also, before we get into all these blinds, I guess I didn't realize Jenny Slate and Chris Evans had like a tumultuous love affair and they were on and off for years.
Yeah, because it just feels weird that anybody could have any kind of tumultuous relationship with Jenny Slate, but I guess maybe you can.
That's such a fair thing to say.
Right? It's weird.
The only thing I know her from is Marcel the Shell.
She's so fucking funny. She's great on The Kroll Show. She's just like a good voice actor. She's so good.
She's like cute. I feel like she's cute.
Yeah, for sure.
So like I said, we're now in 2016. This B-minus list mostly movie actress who got her big break on a long, long, long running network show that rotates cast members has never had any controversy around her. She has no idea what to do now. People are pointing out that she cheated on her husband with this almost A-list mostly movie actor, but is trying to make it look like a new love. So that's Jenny Slate when she was on SNL. She was married to Dean Fleischer Camp, and that's when she started dating Chris Evans.
Also good for her dating Chris Evans. It reminds me of Alanis and Ryan, like a weird pre I'm a superhero kind of thing, you know?
Well, I think it's even better for her because he was a superhero.
Oh yeah, you're right. He was like in it by the time that they were together.
He was, I think, two or three movies in it. So like, get it, girl.
Yeah, good for her. Some
Didn't
Marvel
she get fired?
Dick.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said Marvel dick. That's all.
Didn't she get fired from SNL for saying fuck?
Yeah, she said fuck on the air during one of the sketches.
Meanwhile, they let complete chaos happen backstage.
Yeah, Pete's like shooting up right before they go live.
Dark, dark, yes. True, but dark.
The biggest superhero of the past few months is already cheating on his new girlfriend with a fan he met. Well, the relationship with the girlfriend started off as cheating, so what can you say?
When I hear about actors hooking up with fans, I'm like, when is it my turn? When am I God's favorite?
Are you kidding? We all have that thought. That's relatable. Because it's like, well, hello. All I have to do, I guess, is be at the right place at the right time. Or whatever.
Walking around the grocery store with my hair a mess. I'm like, today I'm going to meet someone.
Yeah.
Chris. And they're going to be famous.
And then the next one says, at this point, it is still the biggest movie of the year. At the time it was being filmed, the two leads of the movie were supposedly dating other people. Each of these other people were cheating on the two leads. It turns out, though, that the two leads were also hooking up with each other. And that is, of course, Captain America, lead number one being Chris with Minka Kelly, and lead number two being Elizabeth Olsen with Boyd Holbrook.
I think my toxic trait is, like, whoever Chris Evans is near in an Avengers movie, I'm like, oh, they should date.
You have alluded to several soulmates.
I do think Scarlett's his true soulmate, but I thought him and Elizabeth Olsen were cute.
I agree with that, but I also do think that Scarlett is his actual soulmate. Just the way that they went back to each other was like soulmate shit.
Yeah, I'm glad we're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
We are still in 2016. This movie superhero is about to call it quits with his comic girlfriend. Apparently, her jealousy and insecurity are out of control. She has good reason, which makes it more uncomfortable for the actor. Like, how dare she be upset he's cheating on her?
I know.
What a crazy girl. Reason. Crazy, like, crazy.
Good reason? Like, what does that mean? It's cheating.
Because she is being cheated on.
Like, God. He is a superhero and she is a superhero. They usually appear together when appearing as superheroes. Anyway, they hooked up on the set a few times on their last film, and it messed up their friendship to the point where they don't speak. I don't think that her husband knows. And that is, of course, Scarlett, when she was married to that guy that's like a crook that I can't think of the name of. That scary guy. I can't think of his name.
Dominic something, right?
Yeah, Dominic.
This superhero should probably check the bag of his celebrity girlfriend. Apparently, she has an illegal pharmacy she carries with her at all times, of which he's not aware. Could be trouble for him if she gets busted. Silly.
So stupid. The family of this movie, not Almost Network superhero, are not really loving his actress girlfriend. The reason is they can't do the timeline in their head, just like everyone else, and things look bad. They prefer his ex. You know, his ex is not all that great either, and has done some of her own timeline reconstruction in the past too. And that is, I guess they prefer Jenny, or they prefer Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Okay, so they prefer Elizabeth over Jenny. It's like, yes, you guys, celebrities cheat on each other. You're not gonna get the timelines right. Don't even try, don't hurt yourself.
I love when they try so hard to make the timeline right though.
It's like, why? Like, what will it prove?
Right. Just don't give us a timeline.
Right. Just stop going by basic people's relationship structures. We are not you. You are not us.
Now we're in 2017, in Academy Awards blind. It was good to see this A-list movie superhero decide to bring someone other than the swag model he hired for an event the night before the Oscars. Apparently, he has a thing for paying swag models to hook up with him. That's interesting, because it's like they go to these events with models they paid for. You're muted.
Sorry, I'm like talking to myself. No, I agree with you. It's also weird too, because then you're like, nobody would ever make the assumption that he has to pay for like anything sexually.
Like, he has such a good guy image. And honestly, these blinds of him cheating and doing coke don't really like take that away from me, I guess. But agreed. He's known for like jumping out of his seat and helping Betty White up the stairs, or I think he helped Regina King one year up the Oscar steps.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of put him in, like you described earlier, perfectly. It's like just frat boy shit. Like, I'm sure he's like a nice douchey guy.
Yeah.
You know, because this superhero decided to remain silent about the real reason his most recent relationship ended, his comic actress ex has gone ahead and rewritten history about why the couple split. She makes it seem like they just had a quiet falling out and are still best friends. And that is still Jenny Slate.
And then a follow-up to that blind. Look for this superhero to play nice guy when out doing press with his ex for their new movie. He hates bad publicity. He's even holding off on showing off the new woman in his life for fear of ticking off his ex, who would have no shame in spilling secrets. And that is Chris and Jenny for the movie Gifted.
As I told you, within the last week, the superhero would decide during press events to be super sweet and say great things about his ex/co-star, so things would not be awkward. The problem he has now is twofold. The woman he is seeing thinks he still has a thing for his ex, and the ex thinks she has a chance. Neither of those things are true, but he might want to dial it back just a couple of notches. And that's Jenny, but the ex, I guess, possibly being Scarlett.
Wait until you see the BDSM photos of the superhero who fights Nazis. He's always had an interesting sex life, but this really takes it up a notch. So one of Chris Evans' blind item life, as we like to call it, is that he is super, super, super kinky. And understand, I'm not trying to kink shame. I'm just saying it's a part of his blind item life that he has like a sex dungeon and he's super into that stuff.
Which would make sense because they also allege that Scarlett was too. So if that's true, it makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Soulmates. Sorry, yeah. I'll stop saying that.
It's true. Apparently one of the reasons this A+/A-list mostly movie actress likes her actor boyfriend more than the others she sees is because he not only doesn't judge her about her coke use, but also joins in and sometimes supplies it. And that's Scarlett.
I mean, if blinds are openly saying they're boyfriend and girlfriend, do you think they really were?
Kinda. You know?
At least for a moment.
Yeah, at least at some point. Apparently the superhero with the very, very messy sex life / love life has added to his issues. He has drama going on at home with some people living with him. He has been in touch with an actress ex who texted him photos of herself in bed. Oh, the bed was in the trailer and of her co-star. This made our superhero jealous and he flew out to see his ex. And that was Jenny Slate and the other person being Tom Hardy on the set of Venom.
Hmm.
Like, okay.
This is the final blind of 2017. And this is from Blind Gossip. That's where I always say that's where you should start your blind item journey. I think it's way easier than Crazy Days and Nights. Remember when we told you about that gifted actor and his ex? They were at war with each other after a bad breakup. They made it difficult for them to be civil towards each other during promotion of their film. After being given a verbal smackdown by the producers, they stopped being so nasty and instead fake gushed over each other for the remainder of the promotion. Of course, they still hated each other. And of course, they went their separate ways 5 minutes after the promotional tour was over. So that is just Jenny and Chris hating each other so deeply.
He has fake teeth, right? I know that's completely random, but he has veneers.
Probably. I feel like most people in Hollywood do.
Because he's one of those guys that looks like he had like really decent, genuine teeth before, and now they look like pageant teeth.
Well, in later blinds, it says he gets very into like Botox and fillers.
You can kind of tell. I'm looking at pictures of him right now, and I'm like, wow, he's really like pumped up, like his face.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently, this A-list, mostly movie actor who is a superhero, is not concerned about what his now ex, who also used to be an ex, is going to spill about his crazy sex life and living arrangements. Even as much as she wanted to be with him, the actress just couldn't handle it any longer. She is a talker, though, so I hope she didn't sign anything. And that's still Jenny. What is it that, like, what do you think it is that she's could expose that he's, like, into BDSM?
Do you think that's what his living arrangements are? Because they keep bringing it up, but never elaborate.
Yeah, I know. I guess it could be anything.
And I think he lives with his brother, or he did.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Talk, Jenny.
This is the final blind of 2018. Lots of pairs of co-stars being sent out to do press for a movie that will need no press to open huge. The studio didn't even try and send out this former, quote, couple who are co-stars of the movie because they knew one would refuse to go or not show up. So that is Elizabeth Olsen not wanting to show up to Avengers Infinity War. Or like they're not going to do promotion together.
Right, like walk the carpet at the same time stuff.
Yeah.
We are now in 2019, and this is a Mr. X blind and an Oscars blind. How lucky. It says, which superhero franchise star brought his brother along as a date so he could score some coke at the after parties? Oh, and he got some horrible Botox before the ceremony, in case you didn't notice.
So his brother, Scott Evans, I'm pretty sure he's done a lot of soap opera work.
Okay.
But I remember he was arrested for coke. So in my head, I was like, maybe I shouldn't be so surprised about Chris.
I didn't know that about his brother. That's interesting.
This Oscar hero has been... Oh, now it makes it Oscar hero. That's when he helped Regina King up the stairs. Okay.
Okay. Yes, 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 yes.
This Oscar hero has been sexting his ex for the past month, even though she is in a relationship with someone new. And that is Chris sexting Jenny Slate.
Oh my god, Jenny, what do you know? Spill it, girl.
I know.
She knows all the things. This A-list mostly movie actor, while he is a superhero, likes to have sex with women while wearing his superhero mask. Like, come on.
I don't think he wears a mask as Captain America.
That's a silly line. That's he one of those lines where you're just like, okay, like somebody was bored that day, but you know, you have to love it.
This is the last blind of 2019. This A-list mostly movie actor / superhero / frequent poster to social media spent nearly $100,000 on his sex dungeon.
That means it must be pretty good.
That's what would I'm you saying. Give to see Chris Evans' sex dungeon?
Literally, like a few years off my life. Even just to see what room it is in the house.
So 2020 is when like Dumois started posting a lot about Chris Evans. And I guess that's when I started to pay more attention to him. And apparently someone sent his sandwich order to Dumois. And they claimed that Evans always asks for pickles, tomato, a little mustard, and extra mayo on a ham sandwich on wheat bread with salt and vinegar chips on the side. That's a lot. Like, I feel like that's a lot of the salt and vinegar chips will fuck up your mouth for like the extra mayo and the salty ham you're going to eat.
I think that's a nice solid. I was expecting something weird though. Like, he gets like peanut butter or something on it, like some eccentric, dumb celebrity thing. It's very like, oh, he eats it like Jimmy John's. Do you know what I mean?
And it says he drinks orange juice with it. So again, like the salt and vinegar chips plus orange juice plus all of that. I'm just like, I can't mix that.
I relate to that. I drink orange juice with everything too. And I really? Am infamous, like every meal. It's my favorite thing in the entire world is orange juice.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like my friend's parents, when they knew that I was coming to their house, they would like get, if I was staying over, they would like get separate orange juice for me.
That's so sweet.
I know. I love it. So I can relate. I'm infamous for having a ripped up mouth after I'm done with the meal. So I like that order, Chris. I like where your head's at.
Sorry, I sandwich shamed him and that's your literal order.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
And then this was just another Dumois post from 2020. Someone said Chris was very sweet and charming. And this person allegedly works in production.
Seems like he would be, honestly. Like, he just seems like he would charm the fucking pants right off of you.
But then the earlier blinds were saying he was a monster, you know?
Right, yeah. Depends I don't know. Believe. This one, let's see, we're still in 2020?
Yeah.
Okay, this one says, apparently there exists a recording of a couple having sex. Shocker. But what if I told you that one of the participants is an A-list mostly movie actress, Scarlett Johansson? It would definitely pique your interest. And then what if I told you that the other participant is an A-list mostly movie actor, Chris Evans? So why the battle? It was recorded on the actor's phone. The actress knew about it and had done the same thing with him previously using her phone. This was something they did while dating / hooking up. The issue is that while our actor was dating someone else who was an actor who was also a celebrity, Jenny Slate, that person went through the actor's phone. The person then forwarded the recording to her own phone. So Jenny Slate forwarded the sex tape to her phone. The actor broke up with the celebrity and said some not kind things about her. She then sent him the recording to make sure he knew that she had it. They had a truce, and then about 3 weeks ago, the actress and the actor were having a conversation, and he told her about the celebrity having the recording. Now, attorneys for the actress are putting all kinds of pressure on the celebrity to destroy the recording and threatening all manner of legal action. They have even threatened to call the FBI because it is cyber theft. That's a mess.
I know. And we read that for the Scarlett episode. And I feel like the way we talked about it then, it's like Jenny Slate just said a big fuck you, but it's also not cool.
No, it's awful. It's just like, there's something really funny about imagining Jenny Slate being mischievous. That's all.
Yeah. But I don't think we worded it that way. But to be clear, we do not like stolen photos.
Yeah. We don't condone blackmailing with people's sex tapes.
Unless you send them to us. Okay.
Exactly.
We're still in 2020. This foreign-born A-list dual-threat actress called the paparazzi and then fed the paparazzi a storyline that implied she was hooking up with this A-plus list movie actor. Maybe she thinks having it said aloud will make it true. So that's Lily James and Chris Evans. And do you remember they were photographed eating like ice cream in England at a park? And
yeah.
Then he was photographed like a condom in his hand.
Yes.
Yeah. And everyone was like, Chris Evans has a condom in his hand. I'm like, Chris Evans fucks.
Yeah, he's an adult grown ass man who's very famous and hot. Of course he has a condom in his hand. You're good lucky he has a condom in his hand.
I was going to say, good for him for using a condom.
Yeah, like, especially the people that he's surrounded by.
I know.
Jesus.
So this is just a follow-up blind. This A-plus list superhero might be hooking up with this foreign-born A-lister, but he still talks to this A-list actress daily. So Chris Evans allegedly still talking to Scarlett, even though he was dating Lily James.
And then this one says, don't believe the hype. The current superhero is not shacking up or sexually assaulting the underage celebrity offspring of two A-listers. Now, if it were the foreign-born former superhero, we could have a discussion. And that is Chris not being a creep and with Kaia Gerber and Henry Cavill being a creep with Kaia Gerber, which shouldn't surprise you if you've listened to our episodes.
Henry Cavill's blinds are so gross. Like, he's probably one of the most surprising people in blind items.
I would 1000% agree with that, especially because he's so like, he's in a position of being loved.
Yeah.
Like, people love him. He can show up on any red carpet. Like, you know, he'll never be like canceled or anything.
And the weird thing is like, there are those blind items, but I don't think there are enough for a full Henry episode.
Agreed. Yeah. One day.
We're still in 2020. This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actress, Lily James, has told friends she has hooked up with this A-list superhero, Chris Evans. Apparently, he likes things a little rougher than she's used to, but he doesn't smell like beer and cigarettes like her actor ex, Matt Smith.
It wasn't a specific person the A-plus list superhero had taken the photo for. The actor known for the sex dungeon has sent the photo to many of the women he has hooked up with, plus others. The comic actress has seen it before, so she has been sending it out at least that long. And of course, that's Jenny Slate. And in reference to Chris Evans accidentally sharing his penis, which went fucking nuts on Twitter. That was a fun day.
Do you think he meant to?
I honestly don't.
Really? Okay.
I really don't. Just because of the way it was sent out, it just felt so like, it felt so relatable as a mistake.
Because it was the grid. It wasn't even the picture.
Yeah, like it was the grid. It just felt so like, ugh, just too relatable. You know what I mean?
And then he had that weird picture that was like Captain America pussy defender or something.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it was like embarrassing, you know, like it had to be a mistake.
I was more concerned about that grainy image than the dick.
Oh my God. The way that my phone almost caught on fire that day from people texting me the picture because they know. They're like, a new dick pic. You'll want
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
So these are the last two blinds of 2020. The dating of a superhero is quite a change for this former A-list athlete who usually finds herself hooking up with married men. And that is Chris Evans and Allie Raisman. They're both from Massachusetts. They like posted pictures of their doggy date. I remember it. I remember it well. And maybe... yeah, I like Chris Evans with whoever he's standing next to.
He's a great trophy husband, trophy boy, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. And then this is the final blind of 2020. This foreign-born A-minus list mostly movie actress, Ana de Armas, is already making plans to move on from the alcoholic A-lister Ben Affleck and get one of the A-plus listers, Ryan Gosling or Chris Evans, she's going to film with to be a replacement. So they're all going to be in the gray man. Anna, Ryan, and Chris. But Ryan Gosling seems, unless you know different, seems very into his life with Eva Mendes and their daughters.
Yeah, 1000%. I would agree with that. They're so private.
And we talked about this at the Boston show, but Ana de Armas has like, I'm probably saying her name wrong. I apologize. But her fans are crazy. And she was cut out of a movie. And they're suing the production in the whole movie for $5 million because they bought the ticket thinking they were going to see her.
Where does her ravenous fan base come from? Because I know that she was in Knives Out. I really liked her in James Bond, but she was in it for 1 minute. I don't get it.
I have no idea, but there's an Ana de Armas Twitter account that is hysterical. Like, it does updates, and she ended up blocking them because they were like, she's always walking without her mask when she was doing those pictures with Ben.
Yeah.
And then the Knives Out Twitter blocked them. Netflix blocked them. And they weren't even posting that bad of things, but it's very funny if you know the backstory, because the reason I know about this, I follow that Twitter account, and she retweeted it, and she was like, I don't know if it's a woman who runs it. They were like, we had nothing to do with this.
Oh my God, that's really funny. I think she's cool. I think she's gorgeous. And I actually think she's a really great actor. But I just am like, I must have missed something, like a big movie that she did that everybody loves that I don't know about.
Yeah, I have no idea. Knives Out was a great movie. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
And she's great. Like, I just think that she's really good on camera.
For sure.
We are now in 2021. This one says, as expected, the foreign-born three-name A-minus list actress did start hooking up with the A-plus list mostly movie actor on the set of their new streaming movie. She, of course, wants to go public because that is what she does. Our actor, on the other hand, likes to keep things low-key so he can continue seeing all of the other women in his life.
It's interesting because they both starred in Knives Out.
Right.
Do you think they hooked up there too?
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be really, really, personally, it would be extremely hard to shoot a movie and be close to somebody like him for like months, doing like physical scenes and shit together and not hook up. And you're both like coked out.
Apparently, this A-plus list mostly movie actor who has a franchise does not appreciate the 50 or so texts a day he gets from the foreign-born three-named actress who feels jilted after their hookup. He's moved on. And of course, that's Chris and Ana.
This A-list mostly movie actor, who is also a superhero, was supposed to do some press for his frequent co-star solo movie. Our actor has bailed on multiple appearances, and that is Chris bailing on Black Widow press for Scarlet.
This A-plus list superhero doesn't have a new girlfriend. They keep trying to put him with women they want to see him with rather than the type of women he likes. Was this line written about me? And then the following blind. This A-plus list mostly movie actor wanted funding for a project, and he got it from the federal government. So it shouldn't be a shock that it turned out exactly as the government wanted. And that's his movie, A Starting Point? Weird.
Yeah, that's like an interesting blind item subcategory, is like the illegal, not illegal, but just like the shady money handling of like productions and like where it goes and like who's giving it to who. Because like nobody looks at that stuff, you know? So like, it's very shady.
Do you think it's like yachting, but with like political figures, right? Like if the government wants you to put together a movie, that's like yachting, right?
I mean, kind of. And like, I know for sure that there are certain companies, like streaming networks, that have way shade. Like NT always writes about Netflix being like the shadiest streaming service of all of them, because their shows are really cheap to make and their movies are cheap, and they get like these big giant massive amounts of money, but nobody counts where production, like nobody's saying like, well, $20 went to craft services, and you know, nobody checks that stuff, so nobody really knows where that money goes. It's interesting.
Wow.
After her comments this weekend supporting a serial woman beater / sex assault enabler, this one named A-list A-lister saw her chances to hang out with the A-plus list, mostly movie actor, plummet to zero. And that is Lizzo facing backlash after posing with Chris Brown and calling him her favorite person. And I guess she wanted, oh, because Lizzo wanted to be in the Bodyguard remake with Chris Evans.
Which sounds like it would probably be a good movie.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. But she got in a lot of shit for calling Chris Brown her favorite person.
She does. Lizzo gets in a lot of shit through blind items too.
Really?
Yeah, the blinds are not really kind to Lizzo because they call her blind gossip and Inti like always talk about her like stealing songs. Like,
oh.
Yeah, like allegedly she steals songs from people and her team pays people off. Allegedly.
She's probably not the only one.
Oh God, I think everybody does that.
Don't believe the hype. This A-plus list mostly movie actor who was a longtime superhero is not dating the A-minus list singer / bad actress. She doesn't do well with his particular brand of kink. And that's when they were trying to say Chris Evans and Selena Gomez were dating. That was like a TikTok story that made news. Like a fan, what are they, made a manip, I guess you could call them. Like a Photoshop picture of them together. And then they were like, they were spotted at the same restaurant, but the restaurant pictures were like years apart. And E! News picked it up and they were like, they're definitely dating.
That's really funny. Because you could believe anybody's dating Selena Gomez.
Or Chris Evans.
Yeah, like they're both such like blank slates.
Yeah.
They keep trying to push this and it's just not true. The A-minus list singer / bad actress is not dating the A-list former superhero. He likes to stay under the radar. He doesn't want to end up like the cleaning product actor. Well, no, it is not as bad as that, but people judge. The singer / actress is really trying to be front and center right now in any way she can.
Could you imagine if he got the Armie Hammer? I don't want to say treatment because Armie Hammer deserves whatever comes to him.
Right.
But, oh my God.
Well, the fact that they're saying that makes me feel like a lot of people then know that he's into like intense kink stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, it and must be like pretty common.
It's intense BDSM, not just like a whip.
Right.
This is the final blind of 2021. With this A-list movie actress no longer wanting to sleep with this A-list mostly movie actor who have starred together frequently, the actor called on the three-name actress who would be more than happy to. So Scarlett no longer wants to sleep with Chris, so he called up Anna.
Yeah, well, that won't last. We all know that. And this is our final blind. This is from 2022. It says, speaking of superheroes, this A-list mostly movie actor apparently sent out a really nice wedding present to his ex. She's still keeping those secrets. That's funny. And that's, of course, to Jenny. That's amazing. So obviously Jenny like knows this, the logistics of his kink. She knows the fine print of what he likes to do. And that's her big reveal, which is funny.
I just love that she has this hold over him.
I know, it's crazy. I want to know what he's into.
I know. What are these secrets?
Chris, it can't be so bad. Just let us know. Just tell us. We won't judge.
So that's it for Chris. I mean, I was not surprised about the sex dungeon stuff because I had seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised about the alleged coke use and like the Botox and all of that.
Yeah, I guess to be honest, I don't know if I was really surprised by anything. Like, I think the sex dungeon stuff is the most interesting, of course. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But I'm not really shocked. Like, and I have been, I don't, like I said, I don't follow him or track him, but the parts of him I do track, his face changing was one of them. I was like, there's something weird is going on. Like, he's giving like, it's giving like David Hasselhoff, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's almost like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. And it's sad because it's so unnecessary and nobody wants to see a Marvel hero's face all smoothed out and pillowy like Madonna. Like,
that's true. And I know he is pitching a movie. He wants to create it and do a biopic for Christopher Plummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to make that happen.
Well, good for him. I don't know if I have any more or less interest in him now than when we started this, but I do like knowing that he's extremely kinky. Like, that won't leave me.
Yeah.
That'll stay with me.
And he was probably excited his dick pic got leaked, that he leaked it himself, not Jenny Slate.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, the result of that was great for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I said, the only, like, weird thing I thought was that grainy pussy defender, like, icon. It looked like it was an AIM icon.
Do you think Robert Downey Jr. sent him that?
Oh, no doubt.
Robert Downey Jr. was looking at Google image memes and sent that to him.
Well, we have to end it with, is Chris Evans rotted?
I'm going to say no. Just based on what we know, he just seems very kind of basic.
Yeah, I agree with that. He just reminds me of, like, a frat boy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He's very normal.
And we know he uses condoms, so.
Uh-huh.
He has that going for him, at least.
Yeah. And Jenny Slate, obviously you're listening, part of the Patreon. Please feel free to reach out to us. We won't tell what the secret is, we promise. Hee hee.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. We hope you learned something about Chris Evans. Yeah, his blind items weren't as crazy as I thought, but we know he's America's boyfriend. We do not think he's rotted. I think his best movie role is What's Your Number with Anna Faris.
Yeah,
for sure. He should do more comedy stuff like that.
That's what I was going to say. He's great in comedies. He's a really good, like, especially to somebody like wacky, like Anna Faris, as like a straight guy, like he's good at being, you know, he's good at that.
He like reacts to her appropriately, kind of like, what exactly. The fuck?
Yeah, he was great in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the Chris Evans episode. We hope to see you guys in Chicago next weekend, which is absolutely insane. I don't have any winter jackets, so I will be in my hotel the whole time.
And I fell down my stairs because of snow, so I can't walk and my back hurts, and I'll be in my hotel the whole time drunk. But we love you guys.
I know. Thank you for subscribing, the reviews. It's all incredible, and we're just excited to keep this going.
And we will see you in Chicago. Bye.